worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It's not just depression. It's a tropical depression.
Oh.
Welcome to our podcast. It is a freak accident. Kara almost just ate butt from sitting completely still. That was shocking. Yeah. Sitting still in a house that is not moving on the sea. Yet, anyway. And she just almost fell out of her chair. That was impressive.
Mickey, though,
no side effects.
Yeah.
Major inner ear issues. No side effects, though. But welcome to our podcast. It's a freak accident because that's exactly what it is. It's a total disaster. I'm Crisco. That's Kara over there, still
on my chair.
Yeah, holding it together, barely. And Mickey's here as well.
Kara is the freak accident today.
Yes, she is. We are missing one. We'll get to that in a second. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And yeah, you really are living up to the moniker.
I don't know what I just did. We just started talking, and then I started sliding forward like someone pushed my chair to tilt me off. But
it's
they
the spirit
did
of Lazy E, because yeah. he is not here because he is dead. That is what happened. No, he's off doing like doing the Lord's work, and he's helping people improve their lives and things. But we do have to honorably.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
It's an incredible talent that he has.
That is a feat.
It is. Yes. Yeah. By the way, did you guys hear your new drops on the show last week?
Uh-oh. No.
So it vibrates on me.
I just put it on loop.
It's really hard. Excellent.
So those are our new drops,
great,
courtesy of the two of you. Now that we have Kara back, the drop machine can go back to work.
Yeah, nothing exciting last week?
Ring the whistle. Well, I mean, you know, with Lazy E and I, I'm sure there's probably something that I said that was...
It'll show up eventually.
Yeah.
Lazy E will find it.
He will. He's got a nose for those things. He's like a pig finding truffles in the forest when it comes to seeking out drops. Drops that some of us wouldn't even expect. Like, no. I don't know where Mickey's even came from.
It's really hard. No idea.
Not a clue.
Mm-mm.
It's fine. But yeah, our show, I gave the website and everything else. Yeah, we are currently dealing with, where we live, Ida.
Oh.
Yeah, the tropical depression now is what they call it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like the remnants of the hurricane are now sweeping across our state. And we in our area have a very storied history with floods.
Mm-hmm.
And that is seemingly on full display these days.
I'm not seeing enough updates and pictures. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, you were saying, like, normally anytime there's a weather event, people are all up on that.
Yep.
She wants more havoc.
Nothing.
Yeah. Everybody needs to share pictures to tell you that it's snowing in the wintertime.
Right.
People need to talk about...
But I don't get to see the flooding?
Yeah, everybody takes pictures of their thermostats on hot days.
That's right.
To show you, oh, look, we hit triple digits.
That's right.
Like you didn't know.
Yep.
Like you didn't know
I
it was going to happen.
That. Yeah.
Nobody pays attention. We don't all have devices that we carry around with us that give us constant updates on the state of the weather. That's not something... No, thank God for your pictures. Thank God for them.
Ooh, I almost didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but... So you're not seeing a lot of...
I'm not, and I'm disappointed by it.
She wants all the disaster.
I do.
Yeah. From man on the street kind of reporting.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There is flooding going on. Well, I said because people are busy complaining about abortion again now that that's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, everybody was a foreign policy expert on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Then before that, everybody was an epidemiologist with a degree in COVID. It's just all people change, but they're distracted. They didn't have time to get their meteorological degrees.
Woo!
I found that word.
I had to dig real hard.
Yeah. I actually watched your brain connect the dots.
Who's the pig finding the truffle now? But they couldn't get that degree because they're too busy being, experts on women's rights and right to life and all that other sort of stuff, killing each other over that. So it does though smack of a simpler time when these are the things that we argued about and that was it. And it was,
Rain.
Well, yeah, it is also raining. I have a leak in my roof. Yep. That is also a leak in my wall. That is also the joke I made when you two came in was it's leaking from the windows and the walls. So just water everywhere. We got buckets out downstairs. I'm thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
In a great mood.
Yeah.
From that.
It's good news.
It's been raining every day this year, it feels like. This was like another real bad washout kind of summer.
Yeah. Yeah, it rained a little bit every day. I don't know. I don't like hot weather. So when it rained and it was cool, I was all right.
Are you more of like a wintery person?
Yeah, I don't like when it's 1 degree, but I could take like 30s and 20s and just put a coat on and be happy.
Well, see, that's like normal temperatures, though. Like 30s around freezing, even 20s. It's like, okay, when you get down into single digits
nobody
or
likes
negatives...
That.
That I don't like.
No, but I'm good from maybe 20 to like 80. That span.
80 is kind of pushing it.
80 might be pushing it. Might be like 75.
Yeah.
77.
Right around like 73 is the perfect temperature. Like at least around here. The first time it hits like 73 and there's a light breeze in the springtime around here, it is immaculate. Then the humidity comes and ruins everything. But up until then, it's just, it's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
So we need to find a place that it stays like that year round.
That's like out west, right? Don't they have like dry heat and they say that it doesn't feel, it's like, oh, it's 120, but it doesn't feel
dry
like
heat's
it.
Better.
You've got family that lives in.
They still get snow and they still get really hot days.
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to go closer to the equator then, right?
No, then you get hot days. Nobody wants
that's
hot.
True.
We
there's
cold.
Jungle down
when
there.
I went to Hawaii, I was there for like a little over a week for vacation, and it was mid to high 70s every day, but it was hot, but it wasn't super humid. If it rained, it was a quick storm that kind of just like 20 minutes went over the island. And then at night, they didn't use air conditioners. They sleep with their windows open and a fan because it actually gets that cool.
That's kind of how it was in St. Lucia when we were there on our honeymoon. It was very
the island
moved
life,
to an island,
but then you have to worry about I don't know.
What's there to worry about?
Hurricanes.
There's not people.
There's not really that many hurricanes in the Pacific, right?
I say we go forcefully annex Jeff Bezos. I'm sure he has one too. But I was going to say Jeffrey Epstein's island. Because who's living there right now?
That's a good point.
Probably nobody.
Let's go.
Who would want to?
Or Fire Island.
Oh, wait. No, well, that's that. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Did I tell you that I finally saw the Netflix documentary on that?
No.
Like a couple months ago. Helen Hurst and I were bored on a Sunday, and I'm like, I've always wanted to watch the fire documentary.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I knew a lot of it already, but like some of it revealed even more.
Mm.
Yeah, I loved my favorite thing about that whole story was like they said, hey, we want to use this island, like they were talking to the actual island's owners, and they were like, okay, but listen, you can't mention that this island once belonged to Pablo Escobar, like we're trying to distance ourselves from that. Very first ad they put out, come to the island, formerly owned by Pablo Escobar, and they lost it instantly, so then they had nowhere to host the festival for the first 6 months of them planning the freaking thing. They ended up on a vacant lot in Great Exuma. Where it was, they were going to build a new sandals resort or something like that.
Without any funding.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, with no money and anything. And then, who was involved in that? Was it Ja Rule? He was involved, wasn't he? He was just out there like, this is going to be great. It's going to be fire. And then, it almost was because those people nearly burned each other for food. Fascinating, though. Fascinating.
Yes.
I also started watching Cobra Kai. finally.
Yay! Is that why you're wearing the shirt?
It is.
Yeah.
I marked out instantly and I had to go buy a shirt. It's a great show, though. It's so
it is a great show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You watched it, too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We're like halfway through season two.
Really good.
Which, like, I hear, I don't want any spoilers, but I've heard, like, season two ends in, like, a horrible way.
Yes.
And then season three is, like, very sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just, every season gets better, I think.
Okay.
So, just different storylines, that's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could gush about that show for an hour. Mm-hmm. There's so much about it to enjoy and like and talk about, but I won't. I won't.
It's being choogy right now.
What do you mean I'm being choogy?
You're way behind the times.
Everybody watches Cobra Kai. That's new. That's in.
No,
it's
you're way, way behind.
What are you talking about? I'm not behind at all. You're behind.
Are you trying to find a drop for it?
I was.
Yeah.
I realized I don't have the regular iPad. I just have a picket. I have slim pickets here. I have nothing to do.
It's really hard.
There you go. I'll just set on that one.
That doesn't.
So it vibrates on me.
I don't even know what you were talking about.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you got vaccinated though, second round.
I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I am fully vaxxed.
And she's not dead.
And relaxed.
And you have no symptoms except for inner ear problems causing you to fall out of chairs.
I got the master immune system.
Well, you get that after like 21 days or something like that after second dose?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 14 days?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I am ready to go. And my card is uploaded so I can keep my new job, and Pfizer is now FDA approved.
That's
the one I got.
That did happen. Yeah.
So,
which like a lot of people are like, oh, well now it's safe to take. It's like it was always safe to take. Nothing changed between the FDA. And somebody was actually pointing out recently, like, you know, a lot of stuff is FDA approved that, like, you know,
is not safe.
It's not safe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know,
oh,
that, yeah, people who are waiting for yeah, right.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
everything
panic.
I just started feeling really sick, guys.
Get ready. The tail's growing. That's what's going on. That's why you're dizzy. Your body's taking all that blood and it's using it to produce
what
it.
Happened. She grew a tail and pushed her out of the chair.
There you forward.
Go. Yep.
Oh my god, is that what that is? I just thought I pooped my pants.
Oh, no.
Drop.
Yep, there you go. The drop machine is in full effect. Here it comes.
Oh.
Just pull us into sunnier ports. But Lazy E not here. I actually won't be here next week.
What are we doing?
I know, it's crazy, right? It's like every week somebody's
not here.
I have to
set up my house again.
Yeah.
Okay.
The dogs are going to be on the podcast again.
Yep.
Why did you take it down to begin with?
I didn't.
Okay.
It's all sitting there.
She complained for no reason.
You think that I have that much time to pull everything apart and put it away? You are hysterical.
I don't know. You strike me as someone who gets like randomly bored and then picks on a project that you do.
Like for just a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And then I give up on it.
It's like, I feel like one day, like you have like a free hour.
You've seen
hour.
My house.
I feel like you've had like a free hour on a Saturday or something. And you were like, well, I'm tired of all this crap being here. And you probably cleaned it all up.
That happens. Yeah,
it does. But it didn't this time.
Not in that room.
Then what
no.
are you complaining about? You just have to complain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah. That's pretty much.
She has no pictures of the flooding to complain about. So she had to find somewhere to let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. I really don't appreciate you encouraging people to be sharers of news. They're not good at that.
I know they're not, but it makes it more amusing.
I guess it does. Why? Because people scream at each other in the comments about what is or isn't real?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But that's cool. Congratulations on getting double dosed.
Thanks.
Why are you looking at me?
Congratulations on not tearing down the podcast equipment at your house. And congratulations to me for having a leaky house. So we all have something to celebrate.
It's a great day.
Tropical depression. I'm so, so tropical right now. But on the show, we have an update about Jeopardy, which like the news about that just seems to keep on rolling in.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, so.
Well, Mickey, prepare to be informed. We've got a man who is dead. And we have a lot of questions as to the nature of his dying.
Okay.
Mickey specifically has many questions.
I don't even remember what I posted, but I'm sure the questions will come back.
She's got a laundry list.
I like it.
In this, there's a move by a bride and groom. We love talking about bridezillas, groom dactyls. Is that what they are?
Dactyls.
Right? Because you got a bridezilla,
Sure.
Groomdactyl? Like pterodactyl?
Groomnoceros?
Groomnoceros? Groomceratops?
A groom rex?
A groom raptor. We got Bridezillas and groom raptors.
Or a grong.
What?
A grong.
What is that?
Bridezilla is after Godzilla. Oh. Kong.
Oh,
yeah. We went the wrong way with that.
We did.
We went prehistoric, and that was not what was happening. Whoops.
I still like groom raptor. Anyhow, we've got a bride and groom, and we're going to ask whether or not this thing that they're doing is tacky or fair. We love these talks. Will hybrid dating become the new norm after COVID? Mickey's question is...
What is hybrid dating?
Well, we'll explain that.
I think we're all already doing it. I'll explain that.
Kinky.
Okay.
And,
oh my gosh, that was another drop.
And movies that are considered relationship green flags.
Green flags? Oh.
Yeah, this was the segment that Lazy E and
flags. You never hear about that, yeah. So no, I didn't know what it was.
Lazy E and I actually did this segment last week that got cut from the show because of disastrous things.
Uh-oh.
Reasons. But, yeah. Yeah, we'll,
didn't hear about that.
No, I said I only...
He forgot to save it, didn't he?
I did not forget to save it. It crashed before I could save it at the end, but I was able to recover the entire show except for the last segment.
Okay.
Second time in recorded history that's happened. Let's see if we can go for three this week, baby!
Oh, please, no.
On this episode of A Freak Accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on Connect.
It seems like this has been... How long has this search... When did Alex Trebek die?
Like a year and a half ago?
No, it was 2020, wasn't it?
Sure.
It had to be 2020 because I think it was like part of all of the awful of last year.
Maybe.
It was like, oh, of course this stupid year took Alex Trebek too.
That seems right.
But basically ever since then, Jeopardy, the long-running game show, which is unique because it specifically has to do with like questions, and it's all kind of general knowledge, wouldn't you say?
No.
Well, I mean, it's I don't mean like it's common knowledge. I mean, it's general knowledge. Like it spans a multitude of different subjects. And so it's like you have to know a little about a lot, essentially, to be able to be good at it, you know, or, you know, whatever. But anyway, since then, the show's been on for decades now. It's been without a host. They went through a whole process to find a new host.
Mm-hmm.
They had people guest hosting for a while. A lot of people said Aaron Rodgers actually did a pretty good job, despite the fact that he's a dope and a terrible quarterback. But finally, it came. Well, the big push was for LeVar Burton.
Yes.
And I saw some of his stuff, and I really liked it.
Yep.
And so did the internet.
Yep.
But then it came out. Oh, no, the person who won is Mike Richards. And everybody's reaction was, wait, who?
Because
like, you would have thought like it would have been a name of someone that you recognize. Like,
sure.
Even Ken Jennings, they had him in there. You know, there's somebody who his name is synonymous with Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they went with Mike Richards. Mm. And everybody's like, who is that? And it turns out he was the executive producer of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about that. Like,
yeah, because it was him and a female.
Yeah.
Then they split the...
Mayim Bialik, she played Blossom. She was on... She was Amy? Was that the character's name on...
On Blossom?
No,
she
no,
was
no.
Blossom.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about
on
the Big Bang Theory. She was Amy,
she was whatever
right?
that doc... Yeah, she was dating Sheldon.
Right, yeah. So she was on that show. So I was like, she's going to do the guest hosting for the big Jeopardy events.
Okay.
And then Mike Richards would be the host the rest of the time. I assumed because he would revert to being a producer during the big events because he's been doing it for, I guess, a decent amount of time.
No
but
idea.
In either case, I was kind of bothered by the fact that, like, yeah, this dude who, like, it's obvious he gave himself the job.
Sure.
And he knew it was going to be him the whole time.
Yeah.
And they just did the search to try and get ratings and interest, you know, before he just stepped right in and was like, oh, but it's me, you know, and here I am.
No.
But I remember hearing about it, like, back even before they made the announcement that it was going to be him. I remember seeing people online say things like, this dude has a bad history with women.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately thought, like, oh, Me Too is coming for this guy. Well, it definitely isn't going to be him. And then, yeah, they went ahead and picked him. And then, like, all the stuff started to come out.
Yeah. It didn't last very long. How many days?
He made it through, I think, one day of production or something like that. Which, like, they record multiple episodes per day, so it's probably, like, a good 5 or 6 episodes with this guy. Now you gotta wonder, are they even gonna make it to air?
I think they are airing them.
Well, because that was the thing. He stepped down as the host after one day of production.
Mm.
And now though, Mike Richards, because he had announced, okay, I'm going to step back. I'm not going to be show host anymore, but I am still going to be producer. Mm. And then Sony said, nah. Mm. So now he's out as executive producer as well, of which he was over Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. The 1-2 punch of old people evenings all over the country.
Yeah.
The news comes from CNN after a turbulent past month for Jeopardy, in which Reynolds was first named the new host and then stepped down a week later amid controversies, which began over his having been named in multiple discrimination lawsuits.
Oh my gosh.
There was also the surfacing of multiple derogatory comments he made on a podcast, for which he then apologized.
Mm-mm.
Now, Lazy E, our trusty producer, he was scouring the internet for these audio clips. Apparently, most of them are gone.
Oh, of course.
The media machine, the Sony empire, probably went out and got most of them deleted and scrubbed.
Where's the
fun
in that?
I know, right? But he was able to procure one. Okay? So this is Mike Richards on his podcast with his co-host.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever taken a nude picture?
I'm not answering that question to you, Mike Richards.
Answer it right now to your fans. Have you?
I mean, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I have not, like, naked. I've taken, like, cute pictures of myself that I thought
were kind
of cute.
What does that mean?
I thought I was, like, so cute.
Like, pictures? What are you looking at?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that.
You're more appalled by the woman's
First
voice,
of all,
aren't
her
you?
Voice, her voice is like daggers in my head.
Yeah!
But okay, so as far as I'm concerned,
that really isn't the worst thing. Which is why
it reminds me of who was the radio host, Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that was what he the podcast seems to have been.
Okay.
It was kind of like one of those shock jock kind of, oh, we're gonna skirt the edge of decency and everything else. And, like, he came off with a lot of really, like, college humor, you know, frat boy kind of remarks. I heard a number of them from different things that I listened to. Like I said, a lot of that audio is gone now. There were worse things. I think it's funny that one's the only one that remains.
No, there wasn't. Was there? I don't even know. Don't tell me that, Chris Cow. That's what she sounded like. That was perfect.
That
was
pretty close, but still not as bad.
No.
Not,
it hurt way worse.
Hers, yeah, that it was hurt. pretty bad.
She was sort of sounded like she was almost flirting a little bit. Oh, I couldn't. It was too much.
Yeah, some of the other
ones. Sorry, girl. Whoever you are, I don't know.
Some of the other ones, though, he mentioned, I guess there was a picture of his co-host in a bathing suit with some other women, and he was talking about how, like, the rest of them looked fat and unattractive next to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay. And then there was the other one where, like, he called someone a slut, and like he was bandying about with language like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, it was one of those things where, like, this doesn't exactly, like, smack of the kind of guy that you would have be the host of a family television show that people watch over dinner.
Yeah.
There were worse remarks. But yeah, that I think it's interesting that, and then the discrimination stuff, you know, that I thought there was some other, like, harassment stuff in there.
I'm sure
too.
There was.
How did he even make it that far being an executive producer if there are all these lawsuits?
Well, that's one of the, I think a lot of this came out from him being executive producer. I think, like, it's since he was executive producer, like, all these things happened while he was in that role. Like, this is the ship that he runs.
So, basically, he was on his way out eventually anyway.
Probably.
I mean, especially after everything with, like, Harvey Weinstein and the whole Me Too movement. Like, yeah, this dude probably wasn't long for this role. But at the same time, you got to figure, in the grand scheme of people's awareness, the producer of Jeopardy, I mean, a lot of people weren't going to go for that. He kind of did himself in by... Mm-hmm. putting the spotlight on himself by making himself host.
Yeah.
It's like if he never would have done that, he probably could have just skirted by, kept being executive producer, and none of this really would have come out. Or maybe it would have, but people would have been like, ah, it's Jeopardy. Who cares about Jeopardy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like it's movies.
Like the serial killer that leaves clues for the cops to find them.
Mm.
He was like wanting to get caught.
Probably.
So he's like, I'm going to make myself host.
Kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Right? Because it was so fast.
I don't know.
And it's Jeopardy. I mean, it's Jeopardy, but it's Jeopardy.
So now what are they going to do about a host and an executive producer?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we really don't know. It's ironic and kind of sad that Jeopardy has sort of just completely fallen apart with Alex Trebek's death. Because that's really kind of what it's feeling like.
They had
like
no
at this
backup
point.
Plan.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess Sony has selected, according to this, Mayim Bialik. She's going to be, I guess, she's going to be the first guest host of Jeopardy. She's been named earlier as the host for their primetime specials, which some saw as a consolation prize. But I guess, yeah, she's going to be doing it in the interim until they find, I guess, a more permanent solution, assuming it doesn't just end up being her anyway. But
right.
That's kind of like really a leaky roof ending to, you know, an otherwise storied, you know, back and forth and people talking about what hosts they liked and who was good. It's like it just ends with, oh, the guy who gave himself the job stepped down and Mayim Bialik was the other one that we had, so it's her now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, okay. I guess. Whatever.
Just play repeats of Alex Trebek forever.
Hey, listen, that goes to show you, though, nothing on the internet ever really goes away.
Nope.
I'm sure if we dug long and hard enough, we could find the audio from the rest of those things.
The dark web.
At this point, though, it's probably just better off that this guy vanishes into the night.
Yeah, he'll be...
Make us the host of Jeopardy. All four of us.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Me too.
Yeah. We'll just mock the people every time we get a question wrong.
We accept.
We'll try and get the answers ourselves before the players can.
All will be wrong.
Yeah, but it wouldn't matter. It would be enough to psych them out.
Right.
Maybe,
it's like we'd be racing against them. Yeah.
And then, like, every time Lazy E would run over and, like, put his palm right in their face and be like, in your face!
I'm picturing this, and I feel like it sounds like a great idea.
Right?
Yeah.
And then water cannons. Boom. And it just blasts them in the face.
Obviously.
So it's like a mix between a bunch of different things. It's like that putt-putt show where they have people run obstacle courses and play mini golf at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
You've
seen
that?
I have not.
Stupidest combination.
It's on the Golf Channel, right?
No, it's on like ABC or something.
Oh, no, there's one sort of like that on the Golf Channel, too, where they like tag each other and play the holes.
It's probably something. Yeah, it's just... I'm just like, they took, remember the show Wipeout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They basically took that and they said, by the way, you're also going to have to play mini golf while we're launching projectiles at you and you have to dodge these, you know, spinning things.
All right.
You got to play golf at the same time. And it's just people getting their crap wrecked
for
a straight hour. It's real. I'm just like, I don't get the appeal necessarily. It does feel an awful lot like that fake show from Idiocracy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one I actually do know. Yeah. I was thinking of a different
golf show. It's basically
that. It's basically that.
If you haven't seen Idiocracy, go watch it, please.
It is basically that.
Up next, a man is dead.
What?
Mickey has a lot of questions.
Of course she does.
And so will you after you hear this on A Freak Accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Oh, yeah. You thought we were talking about somebody dying.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
I'm so confused.
And he died.
Oh, no.
During lovemaking. But it wasn't for a reason that you might think. Your head might instantly go to, like, various BDSM kind of stuff. Or, like, oh, you know, maybe he, you know, maybe the Iron Maiden actually did its job. Or maybe he got strangled a little too hard. A la, what's his name? Kung Fu. David Carradine. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, you remember that, don't you?
No.
Yeah, they found him.
We're both sitting here going, no.
Yeah, no. David,
no, Crisco, no.
David Carradine was the star of the television show Kung Fu. And they found him dead a number of years ago. He was wearing, like, ladies' lingerie, and he was hanging from a belt from.
He liked that strangulation.
Yeah,
he,
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, that thing. Yep.
Yeah. He was hanging himself and doing
actually
things to himself,
hung himself.
And he accidentally hung himself before he could get out. Yeah, so that's, you know, people will do crazy things in the pursuit of
pleasure.
Yeah. This being.
Kara's like,
them.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Kara, you strike of someone who needs more excitement in their situation.
What?
A man is dead after hanky-panky. The reason is unique. A local police investigator reportedly said, and this is from Fox29.com, and this is in... I'm trying to find where this is located. I know, seriously. Oh, okay. The Times of India, apparently. So this was actually in India that this happened, okay? A local police investigator reportedly said that 25-year-old Salman Mirza decided to use epoxy.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.
Instead of a condom.
What?
For intercourse, and it may have complicated his health condition.
What was his health condition?
Mickey, you're right.
Play her drop.
Yeah, wait. It's
really hard.
So it vibrates on me.
You're just delighted by this.
Because it's so confusing. So like the initial question when I read this, how was this person carrying epoxy of all things?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And not a condom.
Right, yeah.
I started reading that and I went, you just carry epoxy around with you?
He just
really?
Had, he like, just had a bottle of high-powered epoxy resin just, you know, in his cargo pants pocket, I guess, you know? Because you never know when you might need to...
Like, is that a normal thing in India?
Do some
like,
epoxy crafts, you know? Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe he's a crafter.
We're
just making lots of noises. That's very confusing.
Yeah. All right, so what else? So,
Mickey,
wait,
what does your Google search history look like that you even found this story to begin
Google.
With? Google. Thank you for providing that. That
yeah,
goes
that
into
that drop.
In addition yeah. to the Mickey drop that we yeah. have.
I don't even think this was in a search. I think this was when Google first comes up, it shows like news. That was like the top news story.
Okay, but Mickey, I need you to understand something. Okay, Google suggests things for you to look at that it thinks you might like. So
the rest of it was SBA crap. So
all right,
taxes and SBA.
No, not it's fine.
No, I know, but even weirder though, right? That it would mix that in with small business stuff.
Right?
Maybe this guy owns an epoxy shop.
What are you guys up to at your meetings at the VA or at the VFW?
The
VFW.
What?
That's where you guys meet, right?
The VFW.
What?
You guys meet in bingo halls to talk about business things. Right? Isn't that what happens?
Oh, he has no
I'm
idea.
Very confused.
Sure.
He was found unconscious, this guy, a day after entering a hotel with his now ex-fiance. He was hospitalized but died. Obviously. Apparently, the pair had taken some drugs and then decided to get busy. Since they did not have any protection, they decided to apply the adhesive on his private parts to ensure that she does not get pregnant.
How did they think that was going to work?
You'd seal it. It seals
it's
around
sealed.
It, and then nothing gets out. Right?
But why wouldn't they think it would like stick each other to each other?
Well, when epoxy,
I didn't think about that either.
Right?
Well, here's the thing: it's not glue, right? Epoxy is like a liquid, but it hardens into
right.
like you know because that's what people make like arts and crafts and things using.
But
epoxy
it's still a glue.
Resin.
But it's still sort of gluey, like
it's
sort
it
of
is.
Sticky at the beginning.
People
right?
like seal things in it, though. You know what I mean? Like they'll seal like
flowers,
yeah,
and butterflies,
or like
and,
a
okay,
or like
yeah.
they'll even use it in like construction. You know what I mean? They'll,
right.
they'll seal like a countertop or something with epoxy.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, so it creates a seal, so it would have just made it permanently.
It closed up
hard too.
Oh,
so there's that on top of it.
I'm sorry, he's dead, and I shouldn't be laughing about
what
that.
What they weren't predicting was the multiple organ failure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
It's
what?
Amazing how you think that something like that would lead to that, but apparently, yeah, it did.
Well, nothing came out, so it went back in.
Hmm.
Well, and probably all the epoxy chemicals went in through his...
It could have probably got absorbed through his skin.
Thing.
Because you are supposed to wear gloves when you're handling the liquid version of it. Right. Because it is toxic in its liquid form.
Is it FDA approved?
That's what I got in my shot today. Listen, all those people... There's a whole bunch of people, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, who are taking... ivermectin,
yeah,
which is for a bacteria. Horse dewormer.
Well, it's for dogs and cats too.
Oh, well, better.
Yeah, it's what their heartworm pills are made of.
So much better. Well, you know
that's not a person thing. Yeah, that's...
get the worms out of the dogs with this.
Oh
stuff.
No, oh. Humans get it too. When
and
we
you,
get,
they?
Yeah,
they get worms.
Yeah, oh.
And you people well, they do,
well,
but
why would they?
But why would you take it for COVID though?
I don't.
But yeah. I'm saying these are the same people. Who were ready to chug bleach when Trump recommended that a year ago. Just drink epoxy, and that'll solve your COVID problems, too. It'll solve societal problems at the same time.
Sure.
So go for it. You have the endorsement of a freak accident. Nothing bad will happen.
No.
You won't be like this man in India. What's his name?
Salmonella.
Salmonella MRSA is his name. That's right. Salmonella MRSA. You don't want to be Salmonella MRSA. You want to be clean and healthy and free. Epoxy.
Like,
did you have a little sparkle off
that's
your
what
teeth?
That was.
Yeah, for your smile.
Sound affecting myself.
You are the drop machine. It's amazing. The investigation is ongoing. I don't know. It seems pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah.
It's very clear. Like epoxy. Mickey, what other questions do you have?
I don't remember. That was it. That was the major one. How did he have epoxy and not a condom?
Yeah, that is really
and the
big one.
And how did they go to the store if they didn't have either and decide that epoxy was the better option?
Right, yeah, if he didn't have,
And also, they said he had a previous health condition that it made worse. What was that? The fact that he did drugs?
They didn't specify that. Maybe the drugs in combination
with
the
epoxy?
Toxic chemical, was like enough to put this dude out. But
and also, did it happen? Like, did the act happen before he died? And therefore, was the epoxy near the girl too? And now is she fine?
So
many questions. I don't actually need
Kara's
to
Kara's now intrigued enough to maybe want to try this.
No, please don't.
I'm not going to try that.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Golfer would not appreciate it.
Probably
not.
I'm good.
You don't want to kill him by giving him statuine.
Statuine.
Don't want that to happen.
Nope. We're good.
Statuesque dangly.
Oh, I just kept picturing the rose on Beauty and the Beast under that glass. I don't know why. That's just what I keep picturing.
It's kind of that, because people do make little sculptures with stuff like that in them using epoxy.
Mm-hmm.
Except this one had a wiener in it. Yeah. You know, it's just, and a dead guy on the end of it. But, it's,
whatever.
It's the thing.
Fine.
Rest in peace, sir. At least you died happy.
She's going to epoxy the rest of his body and keep it for posterity
all
in her house.
Preserved.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gross.
I'm done.
Now he's just an instrument.
Talk about gross.
Up next, a bride and groom have suggested something. We'll ask whether or not it's tacky or totally fair.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Ah, another potential Bridezilla and Grong. King Grong. I do kind of like that. It's stupid.
Yeah.
That's what makes it funny. But we've got a question here, and that is whether or not this is tacky or fair.
Okay.
Okay, now how long, Kara, have you been married to Golfer?
9 years.
Oh, okay, 9 years. Mickey, you and
I'm not married.
You and Murder have been together though for
7.
Okay, and Hello Nurse and I have been married for 10 this year.
Mm.
So, here's the question: a couple charged wedding guests. Well, I'll go into more detail first. Okay, a couple from Chicago named Doug and Deidre Simmons recently had a destination wedding in Jamaica.
Well, her name's Deidre, so there's the first problem.
Oh, that's mean. You don't got to mock somebody because of their name.
Oh, yes,
Peggy.
I do.
All right, fine. It's very petty of you. Uh-huh. So, first of all, destination wedding. Uh-huh. It's already a pretty penny, right? One couple who RSVP'd did not show up.
Okay.
Okay. So Doug and Deidre charged them for no showing. They say the couple told them four different times that they were coming and never called to cancel. So they sent them an invoice for $240. That's $120 for each seat at the reception that they left empty. That is a remarkably small amount of money for a destination wedding in Jamaica. I mean, granted, that's excluding travel to get there, but like $120 per seat? That ain't bad.
Mm-mm.
As always, the reactions online are mixed. Some people say it's fair to charge them since the bride and groom had to pay up front for them to be there. Other people think it's petty. Doug and Deidre say it's not about the money. They just think it was disrespectful. So what are our thoughts? Is it tacky or is it fair to bill someone who RSVP'd and didn't show up?
I think weddings are dumb.
Okay.
Okay, Mickey.
We know that.
Mickey thinks just everything is dumb.
For anybody that hasn't been listening to this podcast,
Mickey,
we need a refresher.
All right, Mickey, we're going to go back into movie Mickey realm now, okay? I want you to be an actor.
Nope.
And act like you care.
No.
And then tell me if you think it's fair or tacky.
Terrible idea. I want to live in reality.
Can you do it with the Shakespearean accent?
No.
Oh, you really think she's going to do an accent?
Can you do it?
Nope.
With a French accent.
Nope.
I know you can do that. Will you be Boston Mickey?
No.
And pretend that you care about this
wedding? You only get that like once every 6 years.
Man. It's like that bell in that mountain that Jeff Bezos is building for no reason. It goes off like once a millennium or something like that. It's the same thing. That bell rings and Boston Mickey makes an appearance. Kara, your thoughts, because you're actually willing to engage on this topic.
I am, but not in an accent.
Can you do it in a Russian accent?
Duh. No, I can't.
Oh, so close.
But I did say that. Okay, so I think from the couple's perspective, it does stink when people say they're going to come to your wedding and then don't show up. Because you do think, oh, man, I wasted all that money. You know, no one ate those meals. Nobody was here to enjoy the day. Da 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 da. Okay. So that is, oh man, that stinks. However, the couple is the one deciding to throw this reception and have this event. So I feel like, you know, sometimes people aren't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to just be realistic and understand that
it's always possible.
You never know.
Yeah.
And the same thing, too. You don't know. Maybe they would have came to the wedding and only given you $20 each as a gift, and it wouldn't have covered the plate or whatever anyway. And,
right.
And do we know, did they intend to send them a gift even though they couldn't go that would have covered it before they got invoiced? You know, that could have been a thing too. And also, my final opinion is to do it because you think it was disrespectful just makes me think of the show The Real World. Or, like, you know the shows when they used to be, like, always
and
yelling at each other?
We've gone back to the 90s.
Because those reality shows, they're always like, it's just so disrespectful. I just hate how disrespectful you are.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're silly. You're disrespecting me.
Oh, my God.
Me.
Mike Richards' co-host is back.
You're disrespecting me. Oh, my God. No, I had to get up higher for that. But that's just annoying, too, because just stop it. Like,
I don't know. I think you made a good point with, like, you know, you have to be willing to assume that it's possible people won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, sure, that should be an assumption. But, like, I don't know. Like, is it better to fix? Like, would it fix it by making people pay up front?
Yeah, but you're not agreeing to all go out to dinner together. You're throwing a party, and you're choosing the price per plate.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Sure.
I mean, but at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, if it wasn't like a, hey, you know, we're gonna put this together. Come if you want or don't, whatever. Or if it was kind of like a, hey, we need to know exactly how many people are going to be there because
we can't
afford
this.
Reason X, reason Y, reason Z. You know, I mean, and then if you commit and you don't, like, I understand why you'd be upset by that.
I also just feel like, same, how are they going to get anywhere with that?
Well,
though?
Again, at the same time, they're not. It's just like
you're just cutting ties. But with these
people. This goes back to the other ones that we've talked about, where they charged up front. They said it's going to be, you know, this much money to come to our wedding. Mm-hmm. So and people get just as upset about that.
So there's no winning.
No, there is no winning.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, the wedding is a choice of the bride and groom. So you either have the party and you spend your hard-earned money on your party, or you don't have the party.
Or elope.
Yeah.
Abscond like, I get it. To another state.
You're hoping that people are going to give you more, like give you a gift to start your life together. And that's what that's supposed to be, like creating
then
an
Then start
essay.
A GoFundMe page.
But, no, but I do understand that that's what people... That's what you do this with, but also the wedding is...
I don't think those were the initial intentions of having a wedding, though.
No, the initial intentions are to enjoy, like, celebrate with people that you
right,
love.
That you love.
Yeah.
But what are you looking at?
There's
making
a bug.
Me nervous. Where?
In your hair.
No, there isn't. Why would you say that? You don't want me to talk about this topic anymore. Wait, now I'm nervous. Where is it?
I don't know. I lost sight of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It might be in my hair.
It leave it alone. It's seeking shelter from the torrential downpour.
Is it
outside.
In my hair for real?
No, it's not. I'm a terrible friend.
Yeah, that's dark because you know she's going to freak out about it.
No.
I can't see anything.
Do you need glasses too?
I do have glasses.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know though, listener, what you think. About this, freaks at afreakaccident.com, your input would matter as well. Up next, hybrid dating. We'll explain to Mickey what it is.
Please.
And then we'll ask whether or not it is the future.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Yeah, I can clearly see dating is a fantasy.
Are you nervous for love, babe?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. Lazy was going mad with power today. Something was up. But anyway, the question is from Axios.com. The way we date has changed over the years. That's undoubtedly true. If you were dating online 20 years ago, people made fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody pretty much uses that almost exclusively as a means of meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
Now they laugh at you if you meet people in a bar.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. Or if you meet them in real life.
Right.
Like, how did you do that? I don't understand. Like, yeah. So will something called hybrid dating be the new normal? Okay, video dates have become a thing because of the pandemic. People were literally going on dates over Zoom.
Okay.
Because they were too afraid to leave their houses. But hybrid dating is when you combine them with dates that happen in real life. So before COVID, almost no one had done a video date, but in a recent survey, which found almost half of people who use apps like Tinder and Hinge have gone on at least one virtual date over the last year and a half. Okay, a new article on Axios.com argues that hybrid dating will become the new norm, and there are a few reasons. It's easier and less of a commitment. If you hate the person, you can just log off.
I like that.
Rather than
that's
having to look for a reason to, you
or
know.
Pay for their dinner.
Right, yeah. Or climb through the window in the bathroom to escape from the restaurant without them realizing you're abandoning them. Yeah, you could just log off. You could get back to your Netflix and never have to see that person again. virtual dates are also a lot cheaper than regular dates because you're literally just meeting over video chat.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more and more normal to have your first few dates over Zoom before you even bother to meet up in real life. So that's what hybrid dating is.
Okay.
Is it basically starts virtual and then transitions into in-person.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Speaking of commitment, a recent Hinge survey found that 37% of its users are now open to being exclusive with someone before they even meet up in person. But I wonder if that isn't a
But I mean, if they're doing a lot of virtual dating and talking.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, if you talk to someone like enough and get to know them enough, I mean, I suppose it makes sense that you could, you know, say, yeah, let's
I would
be
say
exclusive.
It's a safer relationship. You're more intellectual with them than anything else.
Yeah.
You're not really dealing with looks or.
Right. I mean, there's always the potential for you to be catfished. But, you know, that is a thing that happens pretty regularly on the internet. But, I mean, beyond that, you're connecting on more of a mental plane rather than just being attracted to them for whatever kind of physical reason.
Yeah. Or pheromones.
Yeah, you can't smell pheromones through a video chat.
But I think half the fun of dating is that, like, when you look at that person and it's like you're across the table and you kind of get that little, like, butterflies a little bit in the beginning, too. And I don't think I could get butterflies, like, talking to someone on a computer. I don't know if that's the same thing.
Do you get butterflies when you watch certain actors in movies?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
No.
Oh.
I was just
here.
Curious.
I thought we were going to learn something new and exciting Mickey.
Like, I think, like, there are actors that I'm like, I'm pretty good looking, but I don't feel like that connection, like that. You could feel like a little, like, electricity sort of making that eye contact or, like, just looking at it, you know what I mean? Even if it's just something.
But I'm thinking of, like, all of the women that are always goo goo gaga over these actors that.
It would work
maybe.
For them.
It's like they exist in a false reality kind of thing. Like,
well,
they're in that movie screen.
People live like that.
Well, sure. Yeah, that happens.
Because even those mute Keiths.
Meat cutes? Is that what you were saying? Now, what is a meat cute anyway? Because I've heard that term.
I don't know what cute meats are either.
Yeah.
No, mute Keiths. I don't even know what I was saying. Keats.
My God. A meat cute.
We have to figure out what a keet is first, and then it's one that can't talk. It's mute.
It came right out of my mouth, too, the way I'll forget it. You
not
know
mute.
Wow.
Keep going with that statement. That beautifully, beautifully clean bit of audio.
I know. I had to stop talking because there was no noise underneath.
What is a meet cute, though? I don't know what that is.
It's like in a movie where you meet in like a weird way. So that it's maybe like if you are coming out of the door and this other one is just sitting and you kind of turn around and bump into each other. And it's like, oh, it's just like a weird.
Spontaneous kind
of like adorable way to meet somebody as opposed to you're meeting each other because
it was
nice
planned.
To meet you or,
so a
yeah.
meet cute is not planned. It's
right.
It's an actual, like, you would say after the fact, oh, I met him or her in a meet cute.
Yeah. So maybe it's not like, and not like a sitting at a bar and like starting to talk to somebody, but it would be something like, I went on this vacation with my friend because she, like, for a weird circumstance, and then this other person was here, and maybe you went to take surfing lessons, and, you know, it's like a real weird, you meet in like a weird way. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a movie, but of course I can't because you asked that question.
Oh, I accidentally knocked over the ladder that he was standing on when he was hanging up,
there.
You know,
thank you.
A new sign outside of this business or something, and when he fell,
just watch
like, yeah.
all of the Hallmark. Is it Hallmark?
Yeah. Hallmark.
I think Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime
is another one, too.
But they always get confused because one's like all about death and the other one's all about like...
Oh, Lifetime's the one about death,
right?
Because it's irony.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
So Hallmark movies. And they're all meet cutes.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, you get that initial like, I'm walking backwards, so are you, and you bump into each other and it's like... A little bit, you know.
Oh,
know.
Right, yeah, yeah. Which
and
I
you
guess
could get
like,
that sometimes.
I guess that does happen sometimes, but I don't know.
I could see maybe short dates, like when people go on coffee dates first and things like that, because then you're not committed necessarily with time, but you still get that in-person feeling or that vibe from the other person. And then if you want to go on and do some virtual dates, like that's and get to know them intellectually, I don't know.
So you're not a fan of necessarily starting a relationship from virtual, though.
I don't think so. But then again, I it's been so long since I
you don't really have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially, I don't really see like what the harm in it would be. I mean, it does personally. Like, I can't ever imagine, and I've said this before too. Like, if anything ever happened and I had to go back into the dating world, like I don't think I could do like digital online dating or anything like that because like it just there's something that's so. Because, like, I know, like, they've got, like, algorithms and crap and all this stuff that, like, oh, it matches you up with somebody who's supposed to. But it's, like, there's something that feels just very sterile about that. That's just not, like, you know
what
I mean? It's
like that Black Mirror episode.
I haven't seen Black Mirror, but, I mean, it just feels like, I don't know, like, that almost feels forced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're calculating how this might work, and you've got an X probability of compatibility, so we're going to put you two together. And it's, like... That's like, I don't know, man. It's like when they try to get pandas to link up to make something happen. You know, it's just weird to me. And it just doesn't seem spontaneous. I guess, like, to your point, like, there's not really that, like, oh, person that you meet and boom, connection. It's like, oh, no, like, this has been coldly calculated by some computer system that says that will work. And then, you know, you have to go through the process of messaging back and forth and then agreeing to meet together and everything else. And it's just strange. I don't know. It just seems odd to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I could go through all of that. And then not only that, but you hear people go through it multiple times because, like, people ghost you. You end up meeting somebody in person, mm-hmm. and then they hate you, and now you've got to start back at square one and go through all of those, like, you know, it's like freaking applying for a loan at a bank. It's like, it's just, you're just trying to meet somebody, yeah. you know, it just doesn't seem, it seems like a disjointed concept for me. Like, you know, I don't think, like, you know, when I'm filling out a loan application, this is so romantic, you know, no. It's kind of like, yeah, let me fill out a questionnaire about my likes and dislikes. Boring.
And I feel like it's so tough to do that too, because maybe you build up this person in your mind a certain way before you even
that's always talk a terrible idea.
Sure. Yeah. But you know, there's a way
there's happens, people that do it, you know? I know.
Plus people lie too. Not necessarily right. even for malicious reasons. They just they portray themselves as someone that they in their mind think somebody else might be more interested in rather than just being themselves.
Right.
And then it creates, you know, a false. It messes up the algorithm
sure.
because then, you know, you meet this person. It's like, oh, wow, you're not really all that mm-hmm. that you said you were. You know, it's like, well, that's what I mean. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. I don't think I could ever do it if I had to.
I don't think it's a terrible idea, though.
I mean,
throw some in there eventually.
People are going to do what they're going to do. But I mean, well, anyway, speaking of relationships, up next, what movies are relationship green flags?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on a freak accident.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just drop the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
So give me the green light, because I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
What? Now he's remixing things.
I see that.
Got it. So this was a question that landed on Twitter after somebody, I forget who it was, mentioned, hey, you know, is there any move, you know, unlike movies that are immediate red flags that tell you you shouldn't date someone, and they mentioned like Fight Club and Joker as being like movies that tip you off to somebody not being date worthy. And I'm like,
what's wrong with Fight Club?
I know.
What's wrong with, well, yeah, but what's wrong with Joker? That was a great movie too. Just because I enjoyed that movie means I'm like, you know,
not date worthy.
Yeah.
Good thing you're married.
I mean, true. But it's like, but still, it's like, what is this supposed to mean? Are you judging me for the movies that I like? Well, I say that as someone who absolutely judges people based on the movies that they like. Like, not enough that, like, you know, because I got friends who like stupid crap that I don't like. And, like, you know, it would never ruin a friendship. But I do look at them like, you don't quite get it, do you? But anyway, the question then became out of that tweet that had enough of controversy around it anyway, was what are some movies that are green light or green flag movies? Like, in other words, when you find out somebody likes them, you instantly trust them like a little bit more.
Okay.
You instantly think like, oh, like, you know, you're, or you look at them, it's like, oh, this person is cultured, you know, or this person is someone that I could get along with because they like that movie.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Okay, so that's, I want you to think about what some movies may make you think that way about somebody. But here's the list the internet compiled.
Okay.
I said, Lazy E and I already went over this list, though nobody will ever hear that segment because it has vanished into the ether. But I will include his comments on these as well.
Okay.
So number 10 was Clue from 1985.
Aw. Yeah, that's cute.
I've never even seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tim Curry plays the butler.
Of course he
does. Oh, yes. I remember him. I liked him in that witch movie.
In the witch movie.
Where they taught that he was the guy. Oh, he was that they were like little witches. Oh, it was called Little Witches, I think.
Maybe.
I think that's what it was.
If it was a kid's movie, I might be a little more. Yeah.
But this is Clue.
Okay, Clue. Yep.
So like, if you found out somebody liked Clue, would you be like, oh, yeah, no, that person's
a decent person.
Got good taste kind of thing.
Maybe.
And I said, I've never seen it, so I really wouldn't be able to comment. Number 9, It's a Wonderful Life. That's like famous Christmas classic, but as Lazy E and I did discuss when we talked about this, I almost feel like It's a Wonderful Life is like popular and well-liked because people feel like they're supposed to like it,
sure,
not because it's actually worth all the accolades. Because, like, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Right.
But, like, is it worth all of the hullabaloo around it? And like, oh, it's a Christmas classic. I just don't know if it's all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, eh. I don't know.
But if they've seen it, it's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Number 8, Big Trouble in Little China.
I don't know that one.
See, for me, if somebody tells me that they're a fan of this movie, they instantly earn more of my respect for knowing about it in the first place.
Yeah. Do you know it?
I do. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's one of my
I don't know it.
It's one of my all-time favorites. It's a great movie. Kurt Russell's in it.
Right.
And it's like a classic, like, again, subverting your expectations, but in a good way kind of thing. Like, you know, the thing that you expect to happen does not happen multiple times in the movie, and it makes it fun. And it's a fun movie.
Right.
Now I want to watch it.
It is. It's a really great flick. It's from 1986. But it's, it's funny, though, with the internet.
Are all the movies on this list, like, pre-90s?
No.
Okay.
Some of them aren't.
Okay.
But with regard to that, though, I think it's funny because before, like, the internet really became the internet, I never met a single friggin' person who had even seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, though, apparently it's like a cult classic. Like, a bunch of people actually secretly love this movie. And I'm like, hey, cool. Where were all of you when I was younger?
Yeah.
Because again, it just felt like for the longest time, like nobody's ever heard it. And that's
yeah.
why anytime somebody's like, oh yeah, I love that movie, I'm like, you and I understand each other. Mm. Something fundamental going on there. Number 7, this one threw us, okay? Because I said Ghostbusters, but specifically it's referencing the awful 2016 reboot of Ghostbusters.
Really?
Who brings that movie up and says, yes, someone who likes this, I trust more?
No.
That's a red flag movie.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, if you like that, that will break up a friendship.
Yeah,
don't talk
pretty
to me again.
I don't understand that. No.
Don't even look at me. Don't think of me. In fact, I need to remove you from the gene pool because that movie was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the original Ghostbusters,
sure,
I feel like that's a green flag movie.
Maybe they meant to say that.
Maybe they did. That's the only excuse.
Somebody made a mistake.
A bunch of people were saying Ghostbusters, and whoever compiled this list was like, oh, obviously they mean the 2016 one,
no,
right?
I never heard of the other one. Maybe it was like a real young person.
I gotta tell you, this next one is another, like, I don't know if a person earns respect. I would probably just be like, huh. William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
1996. The one with DiCaprio and, what was it, Kate Winslet?
No, it wasn't
Kate Winslet. It was,
you
know who I'm talking about.
Not My So-Called Life.
Right.
Yeah, I know what movie you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I did like that movie. I do like that movie because it put a spin and it brought people back to actually reading
for
a time. Well, because
they used the traditional Shakespearean verbiage in it and
but
and the
they
dialogue.
Made it in real time.
Right, in
so
modern day.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. What was that girl's name?
I don't know. It doesn't really
matter.
I can
picture her face.
I just, to me, it's like the movie is...
Claire Danes.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, there you go. Mickey's the secret movie repository knowledge database.
No.
But I don't know, I thought that movie was weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't dislike it. It was just like, it wasn't my cup of tea. You know what I mean? I'm just like, you like it? I'm like, oh, I mean, okay. You know? But,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It was DiCaprio
was
in it before
he really
figured out acting, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which is okay.
Yeah. Number 5, The Greatest Showman. 2017 with Hugh Jackman.
I haven't watched that yet.
Did I see that?
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah.
I didn't see it either. But Lazy and I commented that how disgusting it is that Hugh Jackman, not only is he good looking, not only can he act, he can also sing and dance.
Well, of course.
Well, he's a theater major. Come on.
Is he a surgeon too? Is he also an author? Is he an astronaut? Does he invent things? I bet he cooks great too.
Do
There's
you
not nothing
know
that man can't
his
do.
Background?
No, I don't.
Yeah, he was in theater. Like, still does
theater.
Theater, yeah.
He was a burglar.
Like, regularly as opposed to movies.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, considering like Les Miserables, too. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's just immensely talented and handsome on top of everything else. I said there's nothing that man can't do. Found this one weird. From 2004, at number four, Shrek 2.
Why not Shrek?
Right. Why not? Why the sequel? I only ever think I saw the sequel once.
Is the sequel... The sequel's the one where they're, like, living together as ogres and have, like, a baby ogre?
No.
Or was that at the end of the first one?
No, no. The second one is where they go to meet her parents, the king and queen. And it's, like, another kind of... You know, oh, this is the weirdo that you brought home sort of thing.
Oh. Yeah.
The first one is like, in my opinion, it's like almost a classic at this point and a highly enjoyable movie. The second one, like I said, I only think I've ever seen it once. I didn't see the third or the fourth one.
Oh, I don't. Maybe they're all mixed together.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, it left its impression on you.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
You've got nieces and nephews. Watch
That's
it
probably
with them.
All of them back to back on the
or that. Yeah, yeah.
That one would be somebody who's like, "Oh yeah, I love Shrek." I'd be like, "Yeah," and then they finish and say two, and I'd be like, "I don't know." Number three, this one I am on board with, The Princess Bride, 1987.
Yeah, I think I saw that like a couple times. But you I know people
both.
Are in love with like in love with it.
Yeah,
so
it's
I think
very,
I need to watch it again.
I think I watched it a lot when I was a kid.
Younger. That's what I'm thinking too.
There's like a subculture to it, but I think there's like there is like a it is a good movie. It's an enjoyable movie. You know what I mean? So I can understand why people would have camaraderie shared around it. Because it was like the go-to movie for your teacher in class when they just didn't want to deal with your crap that day. They'd wheel in the television on the stand with the wheels on the bottom.
Aww,
and then you'd pop in The Princess Bride. That was always the go-to. I don't know why, but it was. Number two, My Neighbor Totoro. Calling all weebs. Step right up. Because that's what this is. It's an anime film.
Oh, nope. I don't
definitely
know.
Not.
No idea. No clue. I mean, I'm like, you know, if you're going to come at me with weeb crap, we got questions. We got questions and we got discussions that need to be had and stuff that needs to be worked through.
Says the D&D player.
Leave me alone. Okay. And so is Lazy E now, by the way. Did
oh,
you hear about that
no,
last week?
No.
Last week on the show, he joined a D&D group.
All right.
So
not yours, though.
We're slowly taking... Not mine, no.
Okay.
His own, but we're slowly taking over the podcast with our nerd crap.
Yeah, we'll stay on our side over here.
Yeah. I don't Naruto run around my neighborhood, though, okay, like weebs do. So it's different. It's a different class.
I thought you were saying Mickey does that.
Number one.
I'm like,
she might. I don't know. I've never seen her run, to be honest. And number one from 1999, The Mummy with Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz.
I mean, it's an enjoyable movie.
Enjoyable movie, kind of like a modern day Indiana Jones sort of fun.
I'm confused by this whole list.
The second one wasn't great, but that's kind of going along with, there's like a whole Brendan Fraser movement online right now, like to support and love that man because he's had some difficult years and people just want him to know that he's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That might have something to do with it.
Maybe.
Universal's teasing that they're going to make another Mummy movie.
I heard.
I would be okay with it.
Yeah. I don't know if he would, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it can't be worse than the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, and anything is worse than that Tom Cruise one that came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So...
I don't think I saw that.
You don't want to.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Good to know.
But yeah, I don't know. That the list is weird.
Yeah,
it's a weird list, right?
Weird.
Like, there's a lot of movies that feel like should be on there that aren't.
And it's weird, too, because The New Job, one of their trying to learn about people questions is, what kind of movies do you watch? And I'm like, well, that's a really weird, like, what kind of psychological information do you get from that?
Right. Yeah.
So
I
it's
don't...
very, it was a very odd question. And I was kind of like,
see, that's just weird to me, because I feel like a red flag movie is easier to put out there, because it's like, if you know you cannot stand a certain movie or the way a certain movie was, and if someone else really loved that movie that you hate, it's really easy to say, I don't know.
That person,
not the kind of person.
That person and I obviously don't exist on the same sphere
of
intellect.
Right, but I feel like saying a movie that says to me, oh, yes, you are the one, I think that could be like, you need a a bag, like baggage of movies, like a bunch of movies to say that. Because how could one movie tell you that person is worth it?
Sure.
Because they're all so different.
Yeah.
Though I guess you could say the same for the other, but I'm being a
pessimist. Well, it's funny. So. You say that, like one of the things that Hello Nurse has said, like, you know, won her over on our first date, which we spent an exorbitant amount of time talking about Tolkien and our love, our shared love for the Lord of the Rings. So, like, while it wasn't necessarily the movie, it was also, like, the books and everything else. Like, it was kind of like, we were able to, like, bond on that thing.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, she realized I'm also a huge nerd like she is. And it sort of just, like, all grew out from that.
Sure.
But like it was a like
a collection of...
Yeah,
things.
Of nerdiness.
Right.
Yeah. Aww. That's just me. I'm swimming in that crap.
It's fine.
I'm not a weeb, though. Those people. No.
I just feel... I feel like the more you say you're not, the more I feel like you might be.
I'm like looking around the room going, do we see anime in here anywhere?
I mean, technically, Domo is something anime, but I just thought he was adorable. That's why
he
I bought
him. He is adorable.
Isn't he great? So anyway, that's the list. I mean... Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Let us know what the movie is that this list is missing, because I feel like there's many.
Yeah.
Or let us know like what your red flag movie is. Sure. Like what's a movie you can't stand what somebody else likes? You're just like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
So let us know what that is. So that's gonna wrap up this episode of the show. It was a good one, I think.
What?
There's the ladybug flying around. Yeah, well just let it go.
Is it flying around me?
Wait, it's the ladybug.
Oh my god, the freak out. I even said, I'm like, oh, it's just a ladybug. And she's like, oh, I can handle that.
Nope, no, she can't.
Well,
next segment. What's your name? Kara.
What?
Tell the listener about the things that they need to do and the stuff.
Try to distract me, are you, from the bug?
Yep.
I am.
Go to afreakaccident.com. Once you get there, you can do a lot of different things, like check out our podcast recordings. I sound so old. They're on 8-track.
Where, Sonny?
The listen tab. You can listen to current ones and later, like, older ones.
Put that floppy disk right in your computer.
It's amazing the things you could do. There's also a connect tab where you can follow us on social media. There is a shop tab where you can buy our t-shirt, which you totally should because it's really nice and cute and comfy. And... cute, and it's so cute of that girl from before.
Oh no,
$19.99 plus shipping and handling, or request some free stickers. Just put in your name and physical mailing address, because if you give us an email address, you're gonna get a picture of a sticker and it's not gonna stick to anything. So physical address is the way to go with that one. You can email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. Find us wherever you find your regular podcast anyway, like, and you can subscribe and then also review and rate us, because that helps us grow like the fungus we are.
I like it.
And share us with your
why
friends.
Why are we fungus?
I don't know. Bacteria. Share that bacteria with your friends.
Yeah, we're just like a disease that's slowly spreading and creeping up your nostrils.
Not me, though, because I got the immune system.
She got that vaccine, baby! Yeah! I think you pretty much covered everything.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thanks.
Next week on the show, who knows what's going to happen? We are holding off on the final week of Figure Out the Fall Premieres until we're all together again, because...
which is going to be in like 4 weeks.
God only knows at this point, man.
True.
I'm not here next week. Vacation time for me.
Cool.
I'm going to forget about the hole in my roof, and I'm just going to go and sit on a beach and pretend that that thing doesn't matter.
If anybody wants to break in while he's gone and fix the roof,
yeah, by all means.
Let us know.
Yeah. Lazy, I assume Mickey and
Kara,
though.
See, that's what needs to happen. Have somebody break in through that part of your roof and then have the insurance cover it.
Who wants to volunteer? Freaks@afreakaccident.com. But yeah, I won't be here, so I'll see you everybody in 2 weeks. You guys can enjoy getting together with Lazy E next week.
Cool.
Make sure you're subscribed. You'll automatically hear it. And thanks again, as always, for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
It's really hard.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.